were made to fly. Pip looked at the ground far below. His heart pounded in worry. "Sometimes," Wilbur continued, "the bravest thing we can do is try again. Even when we are scared, start small, one flap, then another." Pip took a deep breath. He spread his wings, feeling the familiar lightness of his body. He hooped to the edge of the nest. The whole world seemed to stretch out below him, dizzying and vast. He closed his eyes, remembering the feeling of the wind carrying him. Then, with a tiny leap, Pip launched into the air. His wings fluttered once, twice, and then, with a surge of joy, they caught the wind. Pip was flying again. Higher and higher he soared, his fear melting away with each beat of his wings. The forest looked like a green patchwork blanket below, and Pip's heart swelled with a sense of freedom he had almost forgotten. From that day on, Pip never let fear hold him back. He knew that even if he fell, he could always find the courage to get back up. And so, the little bird who had forgotten how to fly rediscovered his wings and his spirit, filling the skies with his joyful song once more. In the heart of the bustling town of Briarwood, nestled between